My mission on Sculpted Academy is to get hairdressers to go online. You guys need to make some videos, you need to do affiliate marketing, and make money passively. As much as you love your craft and as great as you are at blonding or cutting or curly hair, I see so many hairdressers not really harnessing the beauty and the amazing space that is the internet. Earlier this month, I sat down with Wes Sharpton from Hair Story, and we got to talk about content creation for hairstylists. Here's the episode. It's an hour long, and everything will be linked in the show notes.
Hey, y'all. What's up? I am Wes. Lena's in the house. So this is going to be awesome today. I think that so many folks, including myself, have gone to create something, you get inspired, you're like, I got something to say, the world needs to hear what I got to say. You go to shoot it, and you're like, boo, this does not look good, and you don't ever post it. I think we all have that, like, deep inside of us, and so, you know, what you have to say does have value in the world, and if your limitation is feeling like, I just can't make this look right, then this class is going to be awesome for you today. Lena's awesome and an amazing individual, an amazing person that I personally get to spend time with. And I always find like, I always feel like when we have a conversation, I leave a better person. I'm like, you throw something in my court and I go, I didn't think about that. And I feel really like wonderfully challenged by your intellect and your just line of thinking. So for all of y'all out there that are definitely check out Lena's blog, you're going to find a couple different things there that are designed specifically for a pro, for hairdressers. Now I've done all of that stuff. Let's get to the good stuff. Lena.
Right. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining. I would love to know what questions you guys have about content. I've been creating content for as long as I can remember. Like many of us, I was so scared to post. I mean, Instagram is decades old now, and it only took me, like, I only felt good about it maybe the past 2 years. So there's a lot of, I still have the imposter syndrome. We were just saying to us, like, I still feel very nervous before posting. I still wonder about if people are going to like what I have to say. I try to script as much as I can, but when you're authentic is hands down the best time to just like let it out, because people can always feel when you're being genuine and when you're scripted and you're trying to be like everybody else. Cause that's what we do. We like this, like, it's such a big comparison game. So what I do when I built Sculpted Hair was mainly for my customers. Like, I just wanted to share hair information, but as a hairdresser, I just felt like there wasn't enough education about how to be online and how to build a YouTube channel. How do you sell yourself? Like, it's all good and dandy if you're great behind the chair and you do beautiful color, you do beautiful cuts, you're great with customers, but how do you talk about that? You still need to sell yourself at the end of the day. And I find there's just not enough education out there. And I feel like I figured out the formula because my YouTube channel is building up and I have so much wisdom. Like, I've been in the industry for like 15 plus years. I used to be a makeup artist. I freelanced my whole life. So marketing, it just comes with the territory. I've never really liked working for other people. So I've always kind of I have an entrepreneurial spirit. So I really enjoy that part. And I'm always cheering people on. I'm always like, oh, you guys should try this. And like, I'll cheer you on and I'll teach you all the tricks. And so that's why I'm here. I'm really, really excited to have the platform today to talk to you guys about what I've been building. I created Sculpted Academy, started out with a blog. I do coaching. I do one-on-one coaching. If you guys want like specific help, the blog is there. If you just want free resources, I just didn't want to hold on to all that information. I'm like, oh, it needs to come out. Like, it needs to like be shared and be okay to talk about money and pricing and selling ourselves without having gatekeeping all that information. It needs to be out. It needs to be free. And so I started a YouTube channel. So that's Sculpted Academy. And everything is on my blog. If you go to the blog, sculptedhair.com, you click Sculpted Academy, there's a landing page there with everything. So I've created a couple things for you guys. There's a 30-day content calendar download. If you're struggling, was just like, I don't know what to post, because you're scrolling, 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 and you're just like, everyone's so good at this and I'm not. Remember that the algorithm is pushing top, like the cream of the crop. And it takes a while to be the best at content creation or be really good. And so you don't have to be really good. You don't have to be really good. You need to just know why you're doing what you're doing and stick to your values, stick to your why, stick to your business, stick to what you want, what your goals are. So that 30-day content calendar is filled. I actually have a printout here. It's filled with ideas that you can always recycle and change up and reuse as many times as you want. It's just kind of like organic general ideas that I've noticed a lot of hairdressers don't do. So things like showing the interior of your salon. I find a lot of hairdressers don't do that. We focus so much on the hair. Right. You're like, look at these beautiful curtain bangs I did or this beautiful color. But I really feel like clients want to feel you more than they really care about the technicalities of what you do. Yes, they want beautiful hair, obviously. And you're probably really good at what you do.
Right.
You need to show them how you walk into the salon, how you clean your station, how you organize your things. These little details, when clients sit in your chair, they're very vulnerable. So like, I really want hairdressers to focus on things like that. So that's one idea. Another one is like, talk about a job you're really proud of. I feel like we don't really like, you know, toot our horns enough. Like just show it, you know, talk about it. Say like, I'm really proud of this transformation I did and talk about why it's amazing. A lot of people on TikTok are talking about how much a service costs. And I think that's important. Let's talk about how much it costs to create beautiful art, yeah. Right? Talk about your pricing and why it's set up that way. And the more we do that, the more the whole industry is going to elevate.
Yeah.
So that's one idea. So you've got 30 here. And if you prefer a checklist, that's available too. Yeah. You can have a checklist because sometimes, I don't know, I feel like I can be dyslexic sometimes and I'm like, I don't know where to start with something like this. So checklists are great. You can just check off the ideas that you have.
And I am mildly obsessed. So this is, like I said in the beginning, like when I get to hang out with Lena, I'm always like, yes, yes, yes. I love this because, you know, the thing is I think sometimes for a lot of folks, we just don't know where to begin. It seems overwhelming, right? Like it's like, you know, from going from like very little to being like to 100 feels like a big jump. And I think that's also not only how things look, but also the fact that we're like, it's like you get like this, like, it's like you're almost like frozen.
Yes.
Because you're like, how am I going to post all of this stuff? And these are actually really cool examples that I feel like could just literally, if you have a checklist, you're like, I know I'm doing this today. I'm doing that. And it's also nice that it's not, because sometimes I feel like this. I feel like we're so busy sometimes too. And I think this is an excuse. And I have used this excuse a million times in my life not to post anything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm busy. I'm too busy doing hair to be posting, like the whole thing. Like I get into that mindset. Yeah. And I love that, like, you know, from something like this, you can literally be like, you know who's coming in. You also have options where you're like, I'm going to show you just the interior of my space. That could be the beginning of your day. It's done. It's taken care of, you know, and I've seen you do that too. Like I've seen you go and visit other spaces that you're like doing and you're like, look at this beautiful space that they've set up. Like I can kind of see the weavings of like your thought process when I look at your content. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome that you set it up like this because you're creating kind of this own self accountability, but with guidance along the way. That's sweet.
Yeah, it's a nice sweet spot, right? I feel like a lot of us hairdressers, we don't like to be told what to do. We're independent thinkers. We're artists. We want to be free. We want to do whatever we want. So this is a guide. This isn't like, I'm here to guide you and like show you little nooks and crannies that, you know, as creatives, it's so easy for us to get caught up in like a million ideas, which I get into as well. So like, my job is just to kind of consolidate everything and try to make it into little baby, like start with the baby steps and then you can always build on it. It's like anything, like you go to the gym, you got to go a little bit at a time, you know, build the habit slowly. You start seeing results, you start seeing engagement. And remember, a lot of people are watching you, even if they're not engaging with you. This is so important, because I remember when I first started Instagram 10 plus years ago, I was a makeup artist and I didn't understand the influencer culture. Like, it hadn't really become a thing yet, but people were following me and they would be like, oh yeah, I saw that thing that you posted. And I was like, why? Like, why do you follow me? That's so weird. I found it really odd. And now I realize, you know, I follow people. I don't always engage. I don't always have the time or the mental space to engage. That doesn't mean that they don't want to hear from you. It doesn't mean that they're not going to subscribe to what you have to offer. And the world, and we talked about this the last live, like the world is so noisy. So again, like if you can just calm it down and give your clients and whoever follows you what they're there for them to hear, what they want to hear, and guide them, like, yeah, you won. They're going to come to you eventually. They may not be ready to buy today, but they're going to talk about you. They're going to repost. And it's really, really phenomenal and fascinating to watch the snowball effect happen when people just repost. Like, even when I started working with you guys with Hair Story, it was like one thing led to another, yeah, like snowball effect, right? And now people are like, oh wow, you're an influencer, like you're so good at this. I'm like, what? Guys, it took like 3-4 years, you know, of just building little steps.
And you said something that I want to tap into. You said, know your why. And I want to go into that just a little bit about, because I think that that's the thing. Like, if you are kind of like feeling a little overwhelmed by this, mm-hmm, like probably because there, you don't know the reason why, you don't know. Because if you're just doing it to post something because everybody posts something, that's really not sustainable, right? Like, it's, you're not going to be doing it for very long because you're not going to get maybe the same, like you said, there's a lot of voyeurs out there. I mean, I think about this and I'm like, I've seen a million people's content, and sometimes I have to remember, like, I'm like, oh bitch, you need to press like on this story. Like, you need to give it a heart. Like, you're like, I just get so used to being like, I'm watching it, and it becomes TV, you know, in a less of an interactive tool in this way where I'm like, oh yeah, bad, you know, or I'm like, oh, like there's a guy, sheer and cheap. That's awesome. Let me send that to my friend over here. But I didn't like it. Like, so sometimes we don't even get the impact. Because it's, yeah, not reflective. I'm not literally being a viewer being like, I actually didn't like the thing. It just, I'm just like, oh, I'm here, yeah, and I'm doing this thing, and I'm like looking, and I'm like, that's cool. Like, good for, yeah, you. But I don't maybe hit that button. Yeah. So sometimes we get a little voyeur. So maybe not that you're not being seen, mm-hmm, even though that it's set up in that way, but talk a little bit about the why and what you found, mm, how you kind of found your purpose in this space.
Ooh, that's a big one, Wes.
Big, honey, we can narrow it down. We can just
I had to talk to a coach about this because I, as a creative person, have so many ideas and I have so many purposes and I don't feel like I really fit in the box. And which is why I started Sculpted Hair. I was like, I have this vision of just like wanting to work online and like make money online and have passive income and work behind the chair part-time. Okay, so I know that. And your curiosity and the things that you enjoy doing can help you navigate that, right? So it's like you build on like, okay, what do I love? Make a list of things that you love and then figure out like, okay, what do I really want? And then from that want, you can figure out the why. I mean, there's tons of books about it. I was reading a book called Designing Your Life. It's based on a class at Stanford. And it really just helps the students like figure out what, not just what you want, what your purpose is, but think about like different lives that you can have. Like, if money were not an issue and time was not an issue, age was not an issue, how many lives could you possibly lead? Like, let's just do 5 and think about those scenarios. And a lot of people, they found a lot of students would think like, you know, I always wanted to work in media. I always wanted to work in like the wine industry, something like you would just never think about it. But once you allow yourself to like, just let loose and just no judgment, like what would I like to do? If, you know, if you could work for free, if you could volunteer.
Yeah.
So if you just remove all resistance, you can start to figure out your why. And from coaching clients, a lot of times we don't know why we're doing what we're doing. Like, we're doing it to make money. We're doing it to like feel good, because doing hair and art feels good. It feels good to have a business. But if you keep asking yourself why and journaling, and you can really figure out, okay, this thing does, you could love the industry, for example, but you don't like certain parts of the industry. So that's right. A good place to start, right? Like, you could be working at a salon, you love what you do. And this happened to me where I was really very conscious when I would walk into work, and I'm like, hey, today I'm going to think about the times during my day at work where I'm really happy. And I'm going to think about the times, I'm going to be very conscious of the times when I'm not happy, and I'm going to reassess what's happening here. And I realized that when I'm behind the chair and I'm cutting and I'm consulting clients, I'm on cloud nine. I love it. But there was micromanaging. There was like a little bit of micromanaging going on in the salon. There was like, you need to hit goals, like all of that corporate stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's, I know. And also my body was starting to hurt. I was like, I'm just tired. And so I realized, okay, I love what I do, but I don't like it for my health.
Mm.
And so you can start figuring out, you can start asking yourself, like, why do I love cutting hair? Well, I love the one-on-one connection. Mm. I love the connection one-on-one. I love helping people. So that's such a vague thing. Like, I love helping people. Now I offer one-on-one coaching.
Yeah.
And it's still under the same why.
Yeah.
Your why is still the same, but it has different vehicles.
Yeah.
So we're all artists. We don't necessarily all have to be hairstylists. Mm-hmm. How many different forms of art can you do? As long as you can keep that why, helping people and also having a very fulfilling career, being able to travel, love it. Why? Because it just feels good. Love it. I love eating different types of food. Mm-hmm. That's just the little pleasures in life. And I think that's like a really good way to start looking at your why and figuring that out.
And I love that too. I love it. And I love the idea maybe too, that there's, even though the why is a big question, right? We could probably do a whole other, we got to do a whole other chat on the why, honey, which we should do. We will do it, y'all. I promise. But I think what's so cool here too, that I love is, you know, dissecting that thing, right? Like, if you love helping your clients, then like, maybe shifting our concepts as a general, because we only think of this as like, you know, it's a marketing responsibility. I have to become an influencer. I've got to do all this stuff. Yeah. Maybe that doesn't speak to you, you know, mm-hmm. But really, yeah. You know, how many pieces of education could you offer to your clients that you do every single time that they're in their chair? You show them a little tip, trick, and give them advice. Like, maybe your whole platform is just designed to extend that once they leave you, so that they have a catalog of reference and of work that, you know, you can go, hey, check out my stuff here. It's designed to help you understand this a little bit easier. I have a whole thing on it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's like, I think a lot of people can get kind of behind that stuff because they can be like, I don't need this. I don't need to be the biggest. I just need to serve my folks. I need to serve the people that come and see me. And I want it to be an extension of my service and my artistry, you know? And I love also too, you tapped into something that's cool, because I always think language is important when we're dealing with, when we are dealing with imposter syndrome. I think it is so important to shift your language. You said something that it's like hit me really deeply in the beginning. You said, I'm really proud of this transformation I did.
Mm-hmm.
And why I think that's brilliant language is because it frees you, because we always feel like, we always get in this place where we feel unshaky and unstable when we feel like that we're offering ourselves as the authority in the space.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you're just going, you know what? I'm just really proud of what I created. It's not necessarily being like, this is the only path to get here. I'm not the holder of, you know, the curtain bang. Like, you know, you don't have to be all that stuff. You don't have to be anybody else.
I don't have to be the king and queen of this particular thing. Like, I'm just showing what I did and I'm proud of it.
I think it turned out really great on this person. And I just wanted to share it with y'all because I just feel I can connect so deeply with someone coming from that space. You know, I think that language is important too. We're getting off topic, but you know how you throw.
I love that, though, but that really goes back to like writing your captions, right? Mm-hmm. In Instagram, or like, what are you going to talk about on TikTok, or how are you going to explain things to your clients? They need to know that you're confident. They need to know that you're owning your craft. It's so important. And yeah, that's another one. Like answer your FAQs, your facts. Because we sometimes, and I don't see it as much now on social media, but there was a time when hairdressers would shame clients, you know, and be like, oh, like, that's a really annoying question. Well, just educate your clients, like, just have an FAQ on your website so that they know. So that's another thing. It comes down to branding. You were talking earlier about like being perfect. Again, perfectionism. I always got held up on branding. I'm like, but how does it fit into my brand? Sometimes you don't need a brand. Just post. Even if you have 200 followers, like if you have 200 engaged followers or engaged clients, it's so much better than like going viral and having 10,000 followers who are not interested in what you have to say. Just again, going back to your why, going back to what you love to do.
And I have a question for you because you mentioned something about you mentioned something, you said, you know, posting there. You also mentioned TikTok. You also mentioned, you know, I mean, obviously you have a YouTube channel, the whole thing. Do you think that it's important for hairdressers to be on all of these platforms or?
I love this question. I always recommend 3 platforms max because it's so hard.
Right.
So if you are tech savvy and you like spending time behind the screen or behind the computer and you like to edit a lot and you're okay with editing, then you can create, the way that I think about it is like you create a YouTube video. So it's your long format video, chop it up and put it up on all of the short platforms. So TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's easy peasy, right? And then if you want to transcribe it and you want to write it out, that's what I do. Then put it on the blog. That way the internet, that way you're just funneling in people from everywhere.
Right.
So is it important? I say, honestly, stick to one. Stick to one. Okay. Because it's hard to manage one. Like Instagram is driving me crazy. Right. It's a very emotional struggle with Instagram. I have to get on TikTok now because it just feels more natural and I want to increase my reach as well. But I've really loved YouTube. I love doing YouTube and I love Instagram. Those two for now are good. And then my website and the academy and the educational platform. So do what you love. Do the platform that you enjoy the most. I love Instagram because it's clean. Like TikTok just drives me crazy. It's so overwhelming. Instagram is very clean. I like interacting with people in the comments. I enjoy the DMs. I get very good clients through it. So a lot of my clientele comes through Instagram. So I'm sticking with Instagram. YouTube is also great for long format, like tutorials and like more in-depth topics.
I love it. And on this stuff, now that we've established that, like, what are you using to make it look good?
Okay, let's talk about the content. I'm so excited for this. I was like, I have everything ready because I have so much. And yeah, I don't want to confuse you guys. So let's start with, do you have a question? Like you're about to ask.
I'm just eagerly like, okay. I'm like, what are you using?
Okay, so I know the number one question I get is like, what camera to use? Right. So you can use your iPhone. Obviously, you guys know that if you have an iPhone or whatever phone, Android you have. But I just do have to talk about this lovely camera that I absolutely am obsessed with. This is my Canon. I think it's M40. It's gone up in price. I bought it during the pandemic, but we know inflation. But it is so, so amazing. It has a screen that you can flip, and it's touch screen, and you can also focus. So I love using this. You can do this to, or this way, to film reels or TikToks this way. So if you want a more professional look, I love it because it's just so good. It's just the best. Like, the color is so perfect on it. It's very, very true to color. I've never had an issue with it. I just put it on auto because I'm not savvy with cameras. I use the kit lens. I don't have anything fancy on it. Just focus in, and it always looks good. Like, if you look on my Instagram, you'll see the difference between my iPhone photos and videos versus the Canon. There's a depth of field. It just looks professional, looks crisp. And I love just putting it on like daylight and then just press record and you're good. Like, so I just wanted to talk about this. If you want to do YouTube, this is great. It's my favorite. I used to have a Sony. No more. I don't like Sonys. Don't get a Sony. It's so difficult to get in and like make it so that it's easy for you to like figure out the exposure and all these things. It's hard to get in and navigate.
So the Canon is really user friendly. And then I do have a question really quickly. So you know, how are you? Like, so say someone's like, okay, cool. Like, I would love to have something that just instantly looks really amazing, the whole thing. We do have one quick question about which Canon it is.
Yeah, so this is the EOS M50. I have everything linked in my Amazon store. One second. Let me see. Yeah, so this is the EOS and it says M50. That's the one right there.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, so I do have an Amazon store. If you go to sculptedhair.com, everything is there. It's under products I love. If you scroll down, it says my Amazon hair finds, but in there you'll find my content creation little hub with everything that I use.
And Lena's blog, I will re-highlight this too for y'all. So you're going to find all of Sculpted in that space. So Sculpted Hair is going to be in the blog space. So you're not going to be that one. That space will take you into the universe.
Into the Sculpted universe. Yeah.
And so are you downloading everything like into your computer first? Like, how are you doing that from the camera? Because a lot of people are going to be like, that sounds really cool. But like, how do I do this? Because it's so easy when you shoot it on your iPhone. If you're going to be loading into like creating a reel or something like that, it's like already there. So do you find that a little trickier? I mean, YouTube's also a much more long format. Mm-hmm. That requires a bit more. Like, what is that about? Like, how do you go about doing that? Have you found that user friendly?
So how do you take the footage into your computer, essentially? With the Canon, you're going to be using an SD card. So I have a little hub of all my SD cards. Get the largest one that you can get. I have 128 gigabytes. This one will last you forever. You pop it in. And then once you take it out, you can pop it into your computer, pull it up. I love having folders because I create so much content. I need folders. So even before I start shooting or before I move everything over to my computer, you do need, one second, I do have, yeah, this guy. So I have a MacBook Air, and MacBook Air doesn't allow SD cards or anything. It's like so thin. So you have to get an adapter. You pop this in. And then you pop it into your computer. And then it'll just say, choose what to do with this. And then you open it and all your footage is there. Cool. So with that, you create a folder and date it, like however you like to organize it. Sometimes I like to organize it by the name of my clients or the model, or like curly hair model one, curly hair model two. And then you just pop it all in there. I have a MacBook Air, so I have iMovie. It's free. It comes with the laptop. It is the best investment you'll ever make. And it's so quick. It's so quick. So if you guys want more tutorials on how to do this stuff, make sure you subscribe to my Sculpted Academy YouTube. So it is on Sculpted Hair. If you go there, it's all there. And you can just go to videos and subscribe to the YouTube channel, because I'm going to do tutorials, because I know this stuff is really techie. It's really convoluted. You know, you want to know where you're going to click and how to move around, what to get rid of, and how to, you have to orient the videos in a certain way and then flip them back over and crop in and crop out, all this stuff. So make sure you subscribe or just put your email in the list. So once you do that, then you're good to go. It's very easy to edit from there. For iPhone, we have AirDrop. AirDrop is the best invention in the world. Oh, thanks, Rose. I'm glad you're enjoying it. So you can just AirDrop everything again, put folders. I spent 3 days last week, literally did not leave my house. I was like, I need to work out. Like, I need to eat something. But I was so obsessed with organizing all my content, everything from like 2021, 2022, 2023, and my content has elevated. It's gone like from like mediocre to like much better. So I want to make sure that it looks good. It's ready to go. I can clip at any point, clip little clips and just post and not think about it. I want to do TikTok, like I said. I want to go on YouTube Shorts. I want it to be like perfect. And I don't want to spend time having to like go through all my, oh my God, where did I put that thing? What about that girl? Like, what about this? You want everything to be clean, right? So AirDrop is wonderful. And just folder, and then you can put it up in Google Drive if you like to just make sure that you don't lose it. I also have this lovely hard drive. I love these ones. I'm gonna have different ones for every type of content too. I'm gonna have one just for YouTube. Yeah. You just gotta be organized. Like if you're organized, you're good. It's like accounting, like when you do your money, like you need to know everything.
It's like, and you know, it's like, it's also like, you know, like color, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the boxes, if they're not in the space, then when you need them and you're like, where is that? Where's that in blah, 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 like trying to find this or like, you know, like, where's that one comb I need? Like, it's like just keeping it kind of, and this probably also really helps you being that organized, allows you to kind of be multi, you know, because you probably have places for everything. So it's like, you know, you're like, okay, this one, I knew that I did this one for TikTok. This one is for this. This one is for that. And it just makes it like, you know, it makes it easier probably for you to navigate something that can sometimes feel overwhelming, right?
Yes, exactly. And so that's how I'm able to have Sculpted Hair and Sculpted Academy with a separate YouTube channel for this, separate YouTube channel for that, a podcast that I'm going to be moving all the audio from my YouTube channel to a podcast. So again, all of these need files on the back end. You need to have everything backed up. So yeah.
And I'm seeing some stands and I'm seeing some lights behind you. Like,
so I want to talk about, if you're filming in the salon, I feel like I figured this one out. So I bought, this is linked on my Amazon store. Took me forever to find this one. This is a ring light. It is not too expensive. I think like $40 or something. And this is the size. And this is the brand UV size.
Okay.
This is the size. And it comes also, so it comes in this tripod, this guy here, and also this little holder. This is my favorite that I've ever bought. I've bought and returned a million of them, and this is great. So this one is the little holder for your phone is really good. It's really sturdy. I've broken an iPhone in the past from a bad holder because it just bounced out and cracked. So this is a really good one. And you can put it apart or pull it apart. So I almost never use this. I don't like ring lights. I think they're not flattering. I need light here in the center. I don't like the little things it makes.
Yeah.
It's just not flattering. So this one, you can, if you're using a Canon or a professional camera, you can actually hook this up and move it down like this. And then open up your screen and you can shoot reels this way. And always, always, just remember, always have the camera pointing down. Never straight. Always down like this. It's just so much more flattering.
Okay. So just a little tilt down makes everything down. Better.
Like this way. It's not even 45 degrees.
You do that with your phone as well, or just in particular with the camera?
Phone as well, if I can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I find just a little tilt is just very flattering, especially if you're doing consultation or you're working on a client. You can see the work that you're doing, right? Like if you're doing color, straight on is not flattering. Like you don't see what you're doing. You need, if you notice that a lot of on Instagram and TikTok, like people just, the angle is from top. Mm. It's from the top. So I noticed that that's really flattering for my clients as well. I don't know if it's like slimming for the face or something. I don't know. It's like, it's nice. So the lights, this is for the YouTube setup. Okay. So for my YouTube setup, I started out with, I'm actually gonna have to stand up for this. So I started out with two soft boxes from two sides coming at me this way. And it was never flattering. It always felt like there's something wrong. And I remembered that many years ago, I bought this amazing light. I'm gonna show it to you guys. It's the best light ever. And this is what I have on right now. So it actually like dims. So it has four settings and this is the brightest. And it is the best daylight mimicking light ever. It was created by a professional Hollywood makeup artist. And that's why it's so good. And I bought it because I was a makeup artist and I never used it. So I'm going to show it to you. Okay, it's huge. So this is what it looks like. And it's called TML or the makeup light. So you can just turn it on, off. The sensor is a bit funny. So just unplug it. So it's a panel like this. And it is phenomenal, just like that. So this is, it mimics daylight. It's not too yellow, not too bright. And it is so flattering. The tutorial that I have on Instagram where I'm doing my low bun tutorial, it's just this one source of light. And usually I found like when you're using soft boxes or ring lights, you always need so many different angles of light because I just feel like we always, there's always shadows. And as a female, I want to look like snatched all the time. I want to look bright and beautiful. Like I don't want to have to like have shadows or like, you know, and this has been amazing. So they have a lot of panels. You can have them set up on your mirror as well. Like if you're doing your makeup just for personal use. And you can have something like this that's portable. And it also comes with different voltage points. So I can take this to Europe or the Middle East and it would work fine. So as far as like electrical outlets work. Yeah, and this is hands down the best, you guys. Like it's the best. Save your money and get this one. It's like $400. But if you use my affiliate link on my site, it's under products I love, you get 15% off. So this is
and so this one could just be the one light. Like if yeah. someone, if you were like, literally like you, if yes. you only want to buy one light, you are not savvy in the lighting department. This yeah. is going to be the light and you don't, and then you don't get those weird, cause I have done this in the past. Like, you know, I've had that moment where I'm like, y'all, I would rather be dark than look like a crazy cat in the outside with those like little yeah. like wings in my eyes. Like it's so weird. Are you using your ring light at all?
No, I did it once for a story when I was announcing my pricing and I was like, man, it's dark. It's like 9 p.m., but I need to post really quickly. I actually ended up having to use a filter because I didn't like the way I looked. Okay. So I just feel like it just creates so many different shadows. Just not a fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe just focus on this and this is best if it's front. And do you find with this light, like say if you were doing like a non-tutorial on yourself, if you were, you know, doing color on someone, do you use yeah. the same light as well? Or is that different if you have different people? Do you still use this light if you're doing it on a with a client?
I haven't needed to take it into the salon because where I work, I have pretty good daylight.
Okay.
But I would recommend it if you're working in a space that doesn't have light. I used to work with colorists and we didn't have any windows and they would bring in their ring lights or other brands of makeup lights and it was just never accurate. But this one was always accurate. I mean, nothing's going to beat daylight, but right. this is the closest you're going to get because I've tried so many different ones and the colors always look different. If you're a colorist, it's going to look a little yellow. It's going to look a little brass. Like, it's just never like just perfect. So yeah, this is portable. So bring it into the salon.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that leads me to another question. Sorry, you know, I got a lot of questions.
Oh my God, please do. I'm going to put this back.
That being said, so, you know, I think for a lot of folks, I think that, you know, when you're thinking like, okay, cool, like I know this client that's coming in, I know they're going to be awesome no matter what, like, you know, like sometimes you just see someone on your books and you're like, oh, that's the one that like lets me do this thing that I would love to share with the world. That being said, do you ever, number one, how are you communicating with your clients that you would like to film them? Do you do it prior to the appointment? Or do you just kind of go, hey, are you down if I do this in the moment? And also, my question, is there a certain time of day when you're using natural light where they look best?
Beautiful questions. So they know when they come see me that I'm going to film because of my Instagram. They see my clients in there, so they know, or they found me through Instagram.
Yep.
So have it, and I'll ask them, hey, are you cool if we film? And 99% of the time they'll say yes. I recently had a client who said no, and I'm like, she didn't outright say no. She's like, oh, can you, like my face? And I was like, oh, sorry. Like, no, you don't, please don't feel obligated to be filmed. Like, it's okay. And she's like, well, you can take the back. And I was like, okay, cool. So as far as daylight goes or like lighting, always film, even if you think it's going to suck. First of all, it builds habit. It builds a really good habit of you showing up consistently. It's going to teach you, because if you never do it, you're not going to do it. Like, we know. You're not going to do it. You're going to do it. So just build that habit, and it's going to help you learn how to, like, what works and what doesn't work. Because so many times I've taken content that I thought I would never use and ends up looking good. Mm-hmm. And then I beat myself up for not having followed through and finished that service and finished that filming. Because I'm like, oh man, would have been such a great show. Like, it would have been so perfect. Why did I talk myself out of it?
And do you ever, is there ever like a moment where, you know, life happens, right? And, you know, if you're filming all the time, there's obviously content that is not getting used. Do you explain to your clients any of that? Are you like, we may or may not use this on?
Yeah. A lot of times, that's another point. It's a great point. So a lot of times clients will be like, oh, are you going to be recording this? Because they'll be telling me something really confidential. And I'd be like, don't worry about it. It's going to be just music on top of it. Like, I'll edit it out if you want to edit out. Or just to make them feel better, I'll turn it off. And then we'll continue. She'll talk. And then we turn it back on. Because client is number one priority here.
Right.
But I will tell them that no audio. Like, don't worry about it. We're not going to put the audio in here. Unless it's a consultation. No need for audio anyway, right?
Yeah.
So I do let them know just so they feel safe.
Yeah. Love that. And when you're doing that, are you still doing that with the Canon? Are you moving to the iPhone at that point?
So I love my Canon. I recently started using it. It's very recent that I'm like, hey, why don't I just film my reels with this? Because it's like, I've had it for a while. And I didn't have storage on my phone, to be honest. Like, I'm like, oh, I need to go through everything and like, clean it out. It doesn't matter what you use. I use both because if you can edit both, I think it looks okay depending on the footage. And if there's not too much color mismatch,
you can
make it look nice. You can throw in a transition between the first, you know, Canon footage and the iPhone footage.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I love that. I think that's like, it's just like important to kind of also establishing that. Cause I think for some folks, like there is a little bit of a hang up being like, well, you know, if you're starting and now you've established yourself as this content creator. And so people come in and they kind of, I would think they kind of, it's kind of part of the gig with you. Yeah. So are that you telling people when you're starting that, you know, hey, I'm going to start filming some stuff, you know, let me know what's comfortable. And also, didn't you turn that piece of content, the one with the client of your back of your head, into another piece, into the content?
That was the client who said, oh, are you going to film my face? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I never had that reaction before. I'm like, no. Like, please don't feel obligated to be filmed. So I was like, I'm going to put it to the back. Is that okay? She's like, yeah, that's fine if you're blow drying my hair. And then I was like, this is great content. And I was like, I just snipped it up. And I was like, some clients are not comfortable being in front of the camera, and that's cool. And that got so many likes and views. I'm like, perfect. There you go. So easy. Like, you know, yesterday I was driving, you said something earlier that we always think we don't have time. A reel is 1 minute. Like, that's the maximum, right? A reel or a TikTok or whatever. Like, do you have 1 minute to create? You just have to even pick up your phone and talk into it and then post that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be a 1 minute. I think a lot of 1 minute videos are just not picking up anymore. People's attention spans are really more like 7 seconds now. Do 7 seconds, trending audio, post a quick, like, flashy text over it, and post it. Because our attention span is just like, go, go, go. Like you said, you're just like, not even interacting. You're just watching. Yeah. You're watching TV.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. So just repurpose. Yeah. Even if bloopers. I was doing social media content for my friend and client, so I'm managing her socials. And we had, she had like a bunch of models that day, because I said, like, let's try and get your models because we want to talk about the services that you're talking, that you want to push. So we filmed the models, and in between, she was cleaning up her room. And she just kind of like went off and started cleaning up. And I'm like, stop, do that again. Bring out my camera. I'm like, this is content, right? So I watched her like clean up, sanitize, fold her towels. I'm like, this is perfect. You take that, you're cleaning up your station, you're getting ready for your next client, you're turning on your salt lamp, you know, you're putting the products ready to go for your client. That's a beautiful shot right there. And you pin that to your profile so people know the space that you're walking into. They can feel safe and they can see how much you love your space. Again, you're selling your space, you're selling yourself. And so everything is content.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's so, this has been, of course, super incredible. It's always so good to hang out with you. The thing I love is that, like, it's always like, you're always really generous. Like, you're never like holding it anything back. It's like, yeah, you're giving it all away. And I love to like see that aspect of it. So, I mean, this has just been so great. And I wanted to just kind of reiterate for everyone at home, a couple different things. Number one, I mean, I highly encourage you to definitely be clicking on, I'm highlighting this right now, Lena's blog. So Lena's blog is going to take you into Sculpt Hair, the universe that is. You're going to find more information there. You are going to be able to find all the information from the camera to the light. And I love that you were brutally honest. I was like, I actually hate a ring light, because I think everyone's like, it's so synonymous with everything. So I love that you're getting real with like all of the things and how to streamline it. And then definitely I'll check out Lena's Instagram. And then also that's just, you're going to start to see stuff there that is going to keep you informed and updated about everything that's going on in world. And I cannot wait until we do this next time. Let's do a why next time. Do you want to dive into a why?
I gotta do my research now. I gotta have like, I love it. Yeah, so, we should do a therapy session.
I know.
I want to know your why, Wes.
exactly. Okay, we'll do it. I'll be really like, we'll do a whole thing. We'll dive into the why. The why. Yeah. Amazing, y'all. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Always. And if y'all need anything, of course, we're here and we appreciate you. And I hope that this inspires you. I hope that this takes down some of that anxiety that comes with this. I think that this can, you can lean into why you're doing this. You can be confident with these pieces of information on how you can feel that you're going to look your best, so you can present your best with these simple little like tips and tricks that have just changed. Lena's done all the hard work for y'all. Like, that's the best part. It's like, I love people who are like, I made the mistake. I have lit myself to look like a demon kitty so that you don't have to.
I just forgot one more thing, you guys. When you're doing content, make sure, I have an IKEA desk. It needs to be white. Okay, I forgot to say this, but you need a white desk so that the light can bounce up and light up this part of your face, because we don't want texture. We don't want this to be like, you know, we don't want that. We want to like light up as much light as possible without having like a full-on production studio. Right. Yeah. And audio is there. If you guys want to like look at the audio too, this is called Rode and it's a lavalier mic, and you hook it up to your phone and it gives you the most crisp sound ever. So again, just make sure you subscribe to my YouTube. I'm going to be making like tutorials for all of this. And I do have a call coming up too. Yeah, so they can like learn how to do all this.
I love it. Always so, so good. Yeah, that's the important thing. I think being able to kind of, because the YouTube, and this is going to really kind of break these down, because sometimes we can get, this is a very high level version of this. And I know sometimes even at high level, you can be like for me, I was like, how do you, sometimes I feel like Zoolander. I'm like, the compute, like the files are in the computer, and I'm like that. So I feel a little weird. And you're like, I have a whole video on how you're gonna take this information from the canon into the thing. Don't worry. So each little piece will become manageable for y'all if you kind of continuously watch and kind of learn and grow along. So don't feel like you have to be like,
don't feel overwhelmed. I'm also, I'm just going to do a quick plug-in. I'm doing a class, you guys, for Marketing 101 for hairstylists and how to show up confidently. So we're going to dive in deeper on like branding and marketing and how to show up confidently. Forget the number of followers you have. Forget like what level you're at. Just come to the class and I promise you, I'm going to tell you everything. And that's my website. Yes.
And that's through the website. So once again, you guys, make sure we have it here as like Lena's blog, and that will take you, so you can click that to there, and it's going to guide you to all of these options. So amazing, my darling.
Thank you. You're the best. I love you.
Big old digital hug. That's what I'm giving you right now. And all of you. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thank you for showing up.
We'll see y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.